Can we adapt too much? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we have developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4 and our oldest student who is 85. And this month we are talking about adaptability. I am willing and able to change. We started off the month defining what adaptability looked like. We then talked about how we learn and grow adaptability. And then last week we talked about adapting to people and to places, putting those observation skills, knowledge skills, and awareness skills in place so that we can read the body language of the person across from us, so that we know what we're supposed to be doing in the particular location that we're in right now. And that helps with our adaptability as well. But there's a different side to adaptability that I wanted to touch on, and that's adapting too much. Giving in to the people around you because you want to fit in, or you don't know you can say no, or you don't have a different idea to propose. But what they're doing makes you uncomfortable, but you still wind up giving in, right? There is a point where you can adapt too much. And here at the studio, we have a drill where we teach the kids to yell no, but then we also teach the kids to suggest something completely silly to their friends, and their friend is supposed to say, no, thank you, right? So it may go something like, just suggest something super silly, like going to play ball in the middle of a busy street. We all know it's not safe. So suggest something silly. And then the kids suggest that to each other. And the other child learns to say, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. It's giving them an idea of safety in saying no, thank you. It's giving them the idea to practice no, thank you. But we like to have some of these bigger ideas taught more in a silly way instead of a frightful way. We don't want to scare them. We want to get them comfortable in saying something like no thank you to something that they know is not right, so that they don't feel that they should just give in to the idea, because then they can do what their friends are doing. And so it's a matter of growing that level of confidence for them so that they are able to recognize when something might not be safe, or something is not of value to them, or something is just of not an interest to them either. And adults sometimes have this trouble too. You know, I am one of those people who, to an extent, is a little bit of a people pleaser. I'm one of those people that would be willing to say, hey, what do you need right now? And want to help you with whatever it is that you need. And so I've had to learn to set some of those healthy boundaries as an adult, to learn how to say no, thank you, or to learn to say, you know what, I can't get to that right now. I will next week, so that I can take a minute and contemplate it and think about it and figure out my best response to something, right? So when we teach setting these healthy boundaries, when we teach knowing what our values are, when we teach how to say no, thank you in a polite way, but a firm way, so that that concept gets across to the other person and they understand that you actually do mean no thank you, not ask again. It helps to set those healthy boundaries, and it teaches our kids and our adults and our teenagers how to do those things. And, you know, having good conversations. Hey, great, I'm glad you said no thank you. What could you have suggested? What did your friend suggest that was silly? What could you have suggested instead? Instead of playing ball in the middle of the street, I could suggest playing ball in the backyard. So giving them some of that courage and confidence and power to set those boundaries and say, hey, no, I'm good, is a way to be adaptable without giving in and always adapting to those around you. It's a way to request that people also adapt to you along the way. So, you know, we've covered a lot of topics when it comes to adaptability, but I feel like the deeper one is this one, in terms of setting those boundaries and knowing that, yes, you adapt to people and places around you, but you also have to be aware of what you need and how you can choose to adapt or choose to say, no, thank you. That's not good for me right now. So that we can continue to build healthy, positive relationships with each other. So I hope you've enjoyed our talk on adaptability. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.